Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. How are you today?
Hi, Ricky. This is an interpreted call. I'll connect you to your customer.
Okay.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. My name is Dorcas, and it's D-O-R-C-A-S, and the last name is Spears, S-P-E-A-R-S.
Okay, and you're saying it, and can you verify your address for me? Okay.
It's 8002 Orange Thorpe, and that's Avenue, number 206, and that's in Buena Park, California, 90621.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And you're saying that this is fraud?
I'm sorry?
You're saying this is fraud, F-R-A-U-D?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I never ordered anything. I'm not familiar with that company. I didn't receive anything. I saw that on my bank statement and wondered what in the world it was. So I called the bank and told them I didn't order anything. I don't even know who they are. And, again, I'm not familiar with who you are. And I even had to get a new card because of it, you know, that information being stolen. You know, I've never seen this company before or heard of you before.
Okay. You did state that you spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them?
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Okay. So we are able to refund you, but however, we will need you to drop the dispute with your bank and have them contact. Well, it looks like, I'm sorry, the account is in chargeback. Meaning you place a dispute, and the way the dispute process works is your banks give you your money back at first. But once your bank calls us and get all their information and do their investigation, they do see that the charge is valid, and you will still end up being charged for it, and it places your account in charge back. So meaning you filed the dispute and you lost the dispute.
Well, I don't know who you are. This is not my charge. I'm getting in touch with you. You know, I'm being honest. Like I said, I didn't order anything. I didn't get anything. You know, I saw it on my statement and wondered, you know, who in the world this is.
Okay. And you're saying that, okay, so I understand what you're stating, but you already filed a dispute, and you lost a dispute with your bank, so it placed your account in charge back.
But what does that mean?
I mean that you filed a dispute and you lost a dispute, so it placed your account in charge back, and there's nothing that we can do about this account or the charge.
I'm not familiar with your company. This does not sound right. I've not ordered anything. I didn't get anything. I have no idea who this is.
Okay.
You know, and it's, like I said, I haven't gotten anything. I haven't ordered anything. I don't even know who you are.
Okay, so I do apologize. We're not able to refund. You filed the dispute and you lost the dispute, ma'am. So they placed the account in charge bay.
I didn't order anything from you. I never received anything. There's no proof that I ordered anything. I don't have a package or anything.
Okay. You filed the dispute and you lost the dispute, so there's actually nothing that we can do. I'm sorry.
No, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I got nothing. I don't know who you are. You know, this seems like a fraudulent company.
Okay, so what happened was you did the contest entry for the chance to win the free iPad, the free iPhone, the vacuum, or the blender. You did also as well pay the $59.89 for the meal plan as well. And with the meal plan, that actually is an app that was focused on habits.
I did not get any meal plan. I didn't order any meal plan.
Okay.
I didn't order anything.
Okay, so there's actually nothing that we can do about that, ma'am. You filed the dispute when you lost the dispute with your bank.
Well, what kind of a company is this?
We're customer support.
This just sounds like a scam. This just sounds like a huge scam. I have no idea who this is.
Okay. I understand what you're stating, ma'am, but I do apologize. It was actually stated in everything, ma'am. So you did file a dispute and you lost the dispute. So it placed your account in chargeback.
Well, what was the money for? What was it for?
Okay, it was for the meal plan.
Well, what is that? What is the meal plan? What do you mean by that?
The meal plan is an app.
I don't know what that is.
It's an app that was focused on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
Oh, no. That's just not right.
Okay, so you filed the dispute and you lost the dispute, so it placed the account in chargeback. So there's nothing else that we can do about this account. I'm sorry.
You know, I disagree with that. I do not agree with that at all. You know, you're not even explaining what this is. You know,
it's the meal
plan,
ma'am. So there's nothing else okay. So with a chargeback, meaning that you filed a dispute with your bank, the way the dispute process works, your bank gives you your money back at first. But once your bank calls us and get all their information and do their investigation, they see the charge is valid, you will still end up being recharged for, which is what happened.
Okay, well, thank you for that explanation. I will be getting in touch with my bank to find out what the next process is and, you know, to get my money back.
Okay, no problem. Thanks so much for calling us support. Enjoy a wonderful day.